This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A new round of negotiations over a long-sought ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas are set to begin Thursday in Doha. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
But Hamas political official Osama Hamdan tells the AP the group will only take part if the talks focus on implementing a ceasefire proposal President Biden laid out in May. At the same time, Hamdan says Israel has not acted in good faith during the talks, and Hamas does not believe the U.S. can or will pressure Israel to seal a deal.
Well, the United States doesn't think Hamas is an honest broker.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says the U.S. believes Hamas will attend the talks while here at the White House.
There's always political posturing.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre suggests Hamas may be bluffing and all sides should only be focused on ending the war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A violation of a long-standing agreement over the Al-Aqsa Mosque threatens to jeopardize the ceasefire talks in the Middle East. VOA's Dale Gavlak reports.
Washington criticized Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir's unilateral action storming the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound with the aid of Israeli police to perform Jewish prayers, calling it a provocation. U.S. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
The United States stands firmly for preservation of the historic status quo with respects to the holy sites of Jerusalem. And not only is it unacceptable, it detracts from what we think is a vital time as we are working to get the ceasefire deal.
Ben-Gvir has often defied the Israeli government's longstanding ban on Jewish prayer at the mosque compound. It is one of the most sensitive religious sites in the Middle East. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
This is VOA News.